Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Good morning. Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Pete Benson, and today we've got a great show planned for you, and we have great participants here today. We have, of course, my business partner and regular host, John Maxson, in the house today, so he'll have great insight. And we have special guest Brian Wiltson from The Drive, 99.7 Super Talk. Brian, welcome to the show today.
Well, it's always good to be with you guys. I really look forward to these times because I'm telling you, I guess I'm of that age now where these kinds of things are so important to me. And every time I come here and do one of these shows, I walk away having learned something new. And some of the things we're going to be talking about today are things that I'm very interested in.
Well, you know, I'm 63 plus, so I mean, they're pertinent to me too. So it's actually fun preparing these shows because we learn a lot, and it's very helpful to ourselves, and we know it is for all the feedback that we get from week to week from people who connect with us about listening to the show. We just want it to be practical. We don't want it to, you know, just be superficial information about finances. We want it to be things that you guys can just take away today and begin to apply and make your financial situation better.
Kitchen table stuff that you can use. That's right.
You got it.
Well, so the idea is today, there's seven questions that people often get wrong about their taxes. And so I've got all seven of these questions, and I'm just going to kick off with number one, if that's all right.
All right.
All right. Now, when you retire, is your tax rate going to be higher or lower than when you were working? I mean, that's a question a lot of people have.
It's a question, and I'll tell you, Brian, it's one that people get wrong a lot of times. I think the basic assumption of many people that walk into our office is that their tax bracket is going to be lower, right? Because they're not going to be making as much income and that type of thing. And that could be true. I mean, Pete and I mm-hmm. see that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
For a lot of people, their tax bracket goes up a little bit or maybe stays steady to where they were. And that's for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're not getting a paycheck, but most of where their income is coming from, unless they have a pension, is from a 401k, mm-hmm. which is tax deferred, right? And so as you start to pull money out, people pay taxes on that at an ordinary income tax bracket. And people work 25, 30 years of their life, sometimes 40 years of their life to be able to retire. And I've never met anyone yet that's walked into my office that says, I want to retire after working as hard as I have and actually reduce my standard of living. So it could, but in rare cases, does that happen? And then, Pete, I think one of the other things that we'd probably add to this is where we believe tax brackets are headed in the future. That's certainly going to impact this.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of talk about that. And I know, Brian, yeah, on your show and on 99.7 Super Talk, they talk a lot, or you guys do, about the national debt and just how that's going to be all covered and paid for and that. I'd be interested to just kind of, you know, hear your thoughts, too, on, you know, how this is going to be done if it's not going to be each of us paying more in taxes.
Well, I mean, right now, there's this new piece of legislation just passed. It's got to be signed into law, and it will raise taxes, they say, on people who make, well, you know, $400,000 or more. But when you start to really drill down on it, what you find is that you've got a lot of cases where, for example, they're going to tax oil producers more. Well, the oil producers are not going to absorb that. They're going to pass that on. And so what happens is the cost of oil and gas goes up. So you may not be taxed directly. Your tax rate may not go up, but indirectly you're being sort of taxed for some of the stuff that other people are paying because they're not going to absorb it. They're going to pass it on.
Yeah, and we see that a lot. And so there's lots of different reasons why we think that your tax bracket may not go down that much in retirement. One is that typically many of your tax deductions during your working years are gone by the time you retire. many people, not everyone, have paid their house off, and so that's gone. And then if you're not putting money into your 401k, some people are putting $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 plus into their 401k that's a good tax deduction and so on. And so a lot of the tax deductions they had during their working years, which were helpful, have gone away. And all of a sudden, they still have income from Social Security and all these other things. And, you know, they still got to pay taxes. And all of a sudden, it's like, man, I'm paying a lot more than I thought. And then another thing, John, and we see this all the time, and we encourage our clients, retirees want to have fun, and it costs money to have fun. And, you know, as one client said to me, Brian, one time, he said, well, Pete, you know, I used to have just the weekend to spend money. Now I have 7 days a week every week to spend money.
I can understand that, yeah.
And we went without all those years, and now we want to be able to treat ourselves and do good things. So
yeah, and that's what I talked about earlier, about not compromising their standard of living. So they tend... The first decade, we call it the go-go years. People tend to go a lot more because they've been delaying gratification. So I think their spending habits go up. And then, of course, we talked about tax rates, where they're headed, which is the third thing here. And, you know, Brian, the other part of that legislation that I thought was interesting was the 87,000 new IRS agents that they're going to hire. But they're telling us they're just going to audit the higher income tax brackets. I personally don't think that's going to happen. But that is a lot of new IRS agents.
Yeah, I read where it would be as you can't even put all those IRS agents inside Nissan Stadium. Wow. They won't even fit. There would be 17,000 left over.
Good, I got tickets. I don't want them there anyway.
That's right. Well, number two question, will your Social Security benefits be taxable in retirement? That's always a big question that people have.
Yeah, and many people go right into signing up for Social Security before they even realize that you know, in most cases, they're going to be. There's a few that have designed things just right with their income and where that money comes from that will be in a 0%, you know, paying taxes on Social Security. But I can't remember the last week, month, or year that I ran into someone that's not paying some taxes on Social Security. Some are going to pay 50,000, or I mean 50% their Social Security be taxed. And most people, actually 85% of those benefits. So if you're getting, let's say, $33,000 in income, then 30 of it is counting. So essentially, pretty well all of it is taxable. And that's taxable at their ordinary income tax break. It's not like some lower tax. It's the bigger tax.
Right. So that's an important thing to think about, because you can find yourself in a real bind and not, you're expecting that money to be there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you realize, wait, I've got to pay taxes, and it's going to be a lot less than what I was counting on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the income threshold isn't that much, right? I mean, if your income is more than $44,000 as a married couple, or $34,000 for singles, or if you're single, then you're going to receive that 85% tax bracket. So, okay. So if you're making less than $44,000 a year in retirement, I mean, let's be honest, you're probably not traveling a lot. That's not a high standard of living. Mm-hmm. But most of the people that are out there, they make significantly more than $44,000.
Sure.
They're gonna hit that tax bracket, unfortunately, and it's a higher tax than what they realize.
Mm. Yeah, it really is.
My goodness. Well, there's so much to consider there. You know, when making wrong choices with Social Security, it can be very costly. And the good news is you have control over when you take your Social Security. You just need help knowing when is the right time. So that's why Beacon created a brand new webinar, 3 Common Mistakes with Social Security in 2022. In this webinar, Pete will discuss 3 critical mistakes you can make when claiming Social Security that cost you a ton of money. Mm-hmm. The factors that affect the optimal timing of when to start drawing your benefit, how your Social Security decision impacts your Medicare premiums, and so much more. And to sign up for this exclusive webinar, just go to askbeaconnow.com. That's askbeaconnow.com. Or set up a meeting in the next 10 days privately with an experienced Beacon financial advisor. Give us a call at 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. And when we come back from the break, more discussion on retirement and taxes.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. 800-800-3303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Brian Wilson, along with Pete Benson and John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. So many questions that we have today, questions that I think most people are asking themselves as they get ready to retire. So I'll throw out another one for you guys to sort of chew over. Are withdrawals from regular IRAs and Roth IRAs tax-free once you retire?
Well, one of them is, and one of them is a pretty eye-opening experience. So if you've got a traditional or deferred, or what you're referring to there, Brian, is regular IRA, it is fully taxable. You know, one of the things that, I we harp on all the time is the size of the national debt and where it's headed. Taxes, in our view, are going to go up. And so our industry has done a unfortunate job, I think, of educating people to just put money away in deferred accounts. And people have interpreted that as tax savings. It's not tax savings, it's tax deferral. You're just deferring the tax to a later time. And so when people retire and they need income and they start taking money out of the 401k or the traditional IRA, it's fully taxable, whatever your ordinary income rate is. And so on the Roth side, Pete, which is something we talk quite a bit about, that does have some tax-free benefits that, you know, there's no free lunch in taxes, but you can be efficient in how you pay taxes and when you pay taxes.
Yeah, and not everyone's able to do a Roth IRA, but many people who are not putting into it. And tax-free, I mean, here we are talking about taxes and what are they going to be? People say to me all the time, what am I going to be paying in taxes on my 401k or IRA? Well, one, it's not a set rate. So if you go out and get a mortgage and you lock in a fixed rate and rates go up considerably in the next 5 to 10 years, that doesn't affect you. You locked in your rate.
Right.
The thing about taxes on a 401k is it's not a locked in rate. You may be paying 15% at some point, but later it could be 30%. So it depends on your income and it depends on what the brackets are at that time and all that kind of thing. The thing about zero, that's a Roth IRA, is no matter how much they raise rates, zero is still zero. Okay,
right.
Double zero is zero, just like triple zero or 10. So Roth IRA. So one of the things we would tell you folks is if you check with your employer to see if they offer a Roth 401k. Here at Beacon, we do. So folks that work here, the 32 people or so, they can put money into a regular 401k and get a tax break now, or they can put it into a Roth 401k, not get a tax break now, but it grows tax-free forever and ever and ever, or they can do partly in both. And then some of you who haven't been able to do any Roth IRA money, you can still have a Roth. You can convert monies from taxable after you've received the tax break and pay the taxes now. If there's a particular year or a time that that's suitable for you, maybe you're between jobs, your income is down, you want to convert some of your money, pay taxes at a set rate. Now you get to choose what that rate is then, and then create some tax-free money and let that grow. That's huge. And so having a plan for that is so vital. And Brian, I would say that, and I think John will agree with me here, that 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 people come in here and meet with our advisors and already have a plan or even like a thought that maybe that should be addressed. And most people, it just goes right over their head.
Hmm.
And that's a problem.
That is a problem. You need to be focused on that. Well, another question that people have, this is number 4 in our list of 7, is the income you receive on an annuity taxable? That's a great question.
Yeah. And I would tell you that annuities are probably one of the most misunderstood assets out there. And it's funny. You listen to some people that tell people on TV or on radio or whatever, you can watch your TV and you'll have somebody come on that's a financial advisor and they'll say something along the lines of, I hate annuities and you should too. And then 5 minutes later, you'll have another advisor come on and say, well, I love annuities and you should too. So
it is among one of the more controversial things in the retirement strategy world.
Yeah. And I think the biggest reason for that, Brian, is that there's 4 different types and many people don't understand what they are and where they're effective and where you can use them. And we don't believe at our firm that any one particular investment is suitable for everyone or not suitable for anyone. It's really a custom approach. But at its basic core, it really depends on the tax bracket of the money in an annuity. If you have an IRA annuity, it's just like an IRA that you would have in a stock or a mutual fund or a basket of mutual funds. It's tax deferred. And when you when you pull money out of that, then it's fully taxable. Then if you have a non-IRA annuity, so for example, if you had some money sitting in a bank and you wanted a little bit better rate of return than what a bank was paying you, and you did something like a fixed annuity, for example, your money is tax deferred, but then when you pull that out, that money is the gain is taxable. So again, a lot of misunderstanding here, but depends on the tax bracket or the tax status of the actual annuity.
Yeah, so a lot of people will get a non-qualified or non-IRA annuity because they want additional income in retirement. Nothing wrong with that. And the good thing is that as that money grows, it's like an IRA in the fact that it grows tax deferred. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of a triple compounding effect, which can be really, really good. But let me name one more thing, too, about an annuity can be a Roth IRA, too. So mm-hmm. we have some clients here that, let's say between the ages of 59 and 70, it used to be 70 and a half, you had to take required minimum distribution. So there was a period there that a lot of people have, about 10 years or so, where they could take some of their, let's say that they're retired or semi-retired, their income's down, they take part of their money that's in an IRA and convert it to Roth and pay the taxes on it. Some of those people have put that money that they converted into a Roth IRA annuity. And the reason people say, well, why would you put that into an annuity? That's a tax deferred kind of thing. Well, it already has that anyway until they pull the money out if it's a Roth IRA annuity. But then they can pull the money out when they want, how they want, unlike a regular IRA. And all that money is tax free. And the third thing is, they now have a bucket of money in retirement they can draw from that when the market is down, it's tax-free and the market's not going down with it. And so there's some real benefits. So I fully encourage people to check into this.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, Brian, when it comes to annuities, as you said, they're really confusing to people. I would say if people have an annuity out there and they're not 100% sure what they have, one of the things that we offer to do for folks is to do an annuity review and to really go through the four different types and the tax status. And for some people, even if they don't change anything, it's good information for them to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, when considering an annuity, we like a fixed indexed annuity because they do protect the principal. During retirement, we don't want all of your money tied up in the market where it can go down in a year when the market is having a bad year, especially during, you know, that down market and kind of where we're at right now. At this point, if you're in retirement, you can't wait just for all your money to come back in order to take money out to pay your bills and so on. So the right annuity can help considerably with managing risk.
All right. Do you know how much risk you're carrying in your portfolio, even if you already have someone managing your portfolio? We'd like to offer you a free second opinion on how much risk you're taking on in this current market.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Brian, that is so important to get what we call our free risk analysis. You can look at your portfolio's performance in this current market. You can see how much risk you're taking on. And, you know, with this reprieve we've had recently and what's to come in the fall, potentially you want to make sure you understand that. How could your risk affect your future? And what could you do to potentially alleviate some of that risk? And also, this analysis includes a tax and a fee analysis for free. That is really an eye-opening experience when you look at what your tax burden and fee analysis really is. We do the heavy lifting, then we share our findings and recommendations with you. To schedule your free analysis, give us a call, 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
And we'll be back with more Beacon Retirement Strategies in just a moment.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? people, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Brian Wilson from Supertalk 99.7. Pete Benson and John Maxson are here from Beacon to answer questions that many people have. We've been going through a bunch of them here. We have 7. We're up to number 5 now. And so here's what we want to ask you. At what age must holders of traditional IRAs and 401ks start taking required minimum distributions, or as they are sometimes known, RMDs?
Yeah, so as if this wasn't confusing enough, when the age is 70 and a half, and then the first year you're supposed to, you know, you can wait until April of the year after, and all, I mean, people are so confused. So now it's age 72. So it's age 72. That started in 2020. So think in terms of 72 instead of like some half or quarter year or some other crazy thing that somebody came up with years ago. So then you have to start taking money out, and you're going to start taking money out. It's a little less than 4%. So 3.65, 3.7, somewhere in there, but it keeps going up as you age. And yes, you can say, well, I'll probably need more money because of inflation, but actually some of the extra spending can go down. So we have a lot of people between the ages of, say, 80 and 95 years old that, like, this hits them the hardest. They have to pull a bunch of money out, and they don't really need it anymore because they're really not doing anything extra other than, you know, food, utilities, gas in the car every now and then. They drive their selves to Piggly Wiggly, you know, once every 2 weeks.
You talk about how that, you know, in the early part of retirement, it's the go-go years, mm-hmm. and then it's the slow-go years. That's right.
And then the no-go.
And the no-go at all. That's right.
So, yeah. So at age 80, you got to take out 5%. And assuming that it has grown, then you're taking 5% off a bigger number. And at age 90, it's 8.2%. I had a client last year that had to pull out $125,000 out of her IRA and pay taxes on it that didn't need $1 of it. And that is tough. So the sooner you have a strategy on this, and the better off you are to do something. And John, I know that we talk a lot about that. You don't just think about today, you think about the years down the future. And that's why even converting some to a Roth where you don't have an RMD could be important.
Well, and I think an important thing for the situations that you're talking about, now some people come under required minimum distribution and they need the money for income.
Sure.
They need it, they spend it, and so it works out really well. But even in those cases, a plan to look at tax efficiencies of that money over time, you know, the tax analysis that we do here basically looks at your IRA and through your life expectancy with a rate of growth that, you know, we obviously can't guarantee, but a standard rate of growth, what your tax burden is going to be. But a lot of times, Pete, you know, we've got Ryan Knight, our estate attorney, that's here. We do a lot of estate planning within families, Brian. And when we sit down with these families and they start to understand the required minimum distributions, you know, if they need it, great. But in a lot of cases, they don't need it. They want it to be there for them, and they want to pass that on through legacy planning and stuff to their kids or grandkids or whatever. And used to have these things called stretch IRAs where you mm-hmm. could stretch that over their lifetimes. But with some recent legislation over the last couple of years, now if you don't have a plan, it is dramatically sped up in terms of how your beneficiaries need to take money out and pay increased taxes on it because of the speed they have to take the money out, only over 10 years now.
Yeah.
And so having a plan for this is not just something for you. It's something really for your family.
Yeah, and think about this, Brian. Somebody's in their middle of their working years and they're making their highest income, and all of a sudden, you know, they inherit a $500,000 IRA and they got to pull it out over 10 years. Well, let's say that's $50,000 a year. Then they got to pull that out and pay taxes on it. There's only a little bit left that's right. actually theirs to do something with. And so literally over half of it could be eaten up in taxes, and that's probably not what their parents worked a lifetime of scraping through to leave, you know, what is a very decent size inheritance for their kids to have a situation where, you know, half of it literally could be eaten up in taxes.
And I got to add to that just really quick. And I've said this before in the show, but that's based on tax brackets today.
Right.
Not based on tax brackets when the current brackets expire in 2025, which is just around the corner.
Yeah, it's just around the corner for sure. Yeah. Okay, here's another question that people may want to know about. And it's sort of a sad thing, but something you have to plan for. Mm-hmm. If your spouse dies and you get a big life insurance payout, will you have to pay tax on that money? Great question.
It is a great question. The answer is no. Life insurance, in some cases, kind of gets a bad rap. I don't know why that is, because there's many forms of life insurance, just like there's many forms of stocks and that type of thing. But life insurance can certainly have really nice features. Tax-free benefits at death are just among the very simple ones. And so I'm not really sure why that misconception is out there. But life insurance is a very effective wealth transfer tool when used in the right way. You know, most people think of life insurance, Brian and Pete, you know this too. They think of like term, right? I'm young. I have a $500,000 mortgage. I need to buy the cheapest insurance I can until I get my mortgage paid down and I start to save money. That is typically, for younger folks, the best thing that they can do with life insurance. But there are many, many different options, in particular for estate planning and things that are out there that, you know, Pete, when we sit down and talk with people that really want to do detailed estate planning, and you don't have to have $50 million to do detailed estate planning, right? You'd be surprised what steps you can take to really influence that with effective tools, and life insurance is just one of them.
Yeah, and I mean, life insurance can be used for various things, and certainly what you described, John, is exactly right. For that situation, paying the least amount for the highest amount of death benefit and term is perfect. But there's so many different things. I know we've helped a lot of clients here through life insurance and second-to-die life insurances and that can go tax-free to charities and so on. It can be used to help fund grandkids' education. And that money is tax-free that comes and is put into something that can be beneficial to them. It can also be used to help pay certain debts. Some people have a lot of land, and they don't have a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. And then when the kids inherit it and they owe taxes and have other expenses that need to be taken care of, then that can be for that. And then also, many people don't realize it, but a Roth IRA is not the only way to save tax-free. An index universal life, there are ways to overfund life insurance and take the money out, which I'm currently doing for my own self personally, to take it out tax-free in retirement, and that can be a great benefit. So it also can be used to help with long-term care expenses and that. And again, if done correctly, it's all tax-free, and that's a beautiful thing.
Well, that's a thing that you want to go for, tax-free, whenever you can find it. 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. If you're worried about the huge drop in the market and has been very volatile of late, you're not alone. Even if you already have someone managing your portfolio, the folks at Beacon would like to offer you a free second opinion on how much risk you're taking on in this current market. It's that risk analysis I mentioned earlier, and it will show you how much risk you're taking on, how that risk could affect your future. Your tax and fee analysis included for free. The folks at Beacon are standing by to research the biggest opportunities in your retirement plan. Now, to schedule your free risk analysis, here's the number. 615-488-9303. Again, that's 615-488-9303. And you can always request a meeting by going to beaconcm.com. That's beaconcm.com. Now, coming up, we're going to do a quick review, and we have more questions. We'll be back in a moment with more of Beacon Retirement Strategies.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. That's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Brian Wilson from Supertalk 99.7 here with Pete Benson and John Maxson from Beacon. So, guys, I want to do a little review here, if I could, about what I've learned and been reminded of again today. One of the things is that retirement planning and getting it right, well, it's complicated. It's not a do-it-yourself exercise. And, you know, I think this is really true. You know, we in our lives, we know certain things about, you know, about, like, I know broadcasting. I know a little bit about music. I don't know anything about retirement planning. There are times that you have to realize that you don't know what you don't know. One or two mistakes can be devastating. And what I've grown to love about Beacon is that you guys seem to cover all the various aspects of retirement and financial planning. Tax planning, Social Security planning, that's one that I'm really interested in. Income planning, investment planning, RMD planning, Medicare planning, and estate planning. And that leads me to the last question that we're going to discuss here today. How valuable must an individual's estate be at death to be hit by a federal estate tax in 2021?
Unfortunately, with all the clients that we have, we have deaths that happen in our client families quite often. And just this week, I was sitting down with one of our advisors in a family that was going through that very thing. And this question comes up, and they hear, you know, I'm going to be just crushed in taxes, and how much of this is going to be, you know, gone in taxes. Well, thankfully, the folks that had passed away, the second spouse now, had been clients of ours for 15 years.
Wow.
And we had put some really, I think, good planning in place. And so did they, by the time the meeting was over, felt the same way. So that there really wouldn't be the kind of tax hit that they wondered, you know, one, they didn't know how much money was even there. And, and it was a lot more than they thought.
Yeah.
Because here's a couple that lived well in retirement for probably close to 25 years and still had, like, a lot of money left, okay, into the millions left. And, you know, it was certainly theirs to use. But anyway, so they were totally unaware of, like, what the tax burden might be. And when we were able to tell them how actually little it was going to be because of good planning, good estate planning and that, you know, obviously they were very happy about that. Right now, an individual can leave over $12 million with estate tax free. So a couple, that's $24 million. Of course, we know that's going to change soon. And because that was put into place just a few years ago and is subject to change in 2026, if not before, which is really right around the corner. And they say that, you know, could drop back to $5 million, but there'll probably be some discussion and political, you know,
some wrangling going
some
on.
Some wrangling, yeah, yeah. As you know, Brian, going on and other things. So who knows what it's going to be, but one of the things that we spend a lot of time talking to clients about is just the importance of proper estate planning. And in a very sad situation that I'm describing about this couple that finally at age 86, the second spouse passed away, because here at Beacon, we are fully comprehensive in the planning that we do. We were able to help them with some really good estate planning that they put in place. And literally, even though there's a lot of different assets and investments and so on, the folks we met with this week couldn't believe how easy things were going to be now, at least from that perspective. And John, I know you run into this all the time, and we have it almost every week in our office.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I love to help people with estate planning. And I remember one time, it was multiple years ago, I was speaking at a client event, and there was a prospective client that said, you know, You make a living helping people plan for the estate tax. And I said, yes, I do. And she said, you're proud of that. I said, yes, I am. I said, personally, and folks can disagree with this, if you've paid taxes on something your whole life, I don't think your kids, if you're Elon Musk and you're worth $250 billion or whatever, or you're a farmer like my parents who don't have a $1 million, I don't think generationally you should have paid. That's just my opinion. But I think what gets misconstrued here a lot of times, Brian, is that people think you have to have $12 million or $24 right. million to do effective estate planning. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of strategies. I can promise you that anyone that is in the Middle Tennessee area that has wealth to the tune of $24 to $50 to $100 million, I know there's not that many people, but there's more than you might think. Mm-hmm. They have a really good estate plan, mm-hmm. and they have a tax plan. And they have a plan to make sure that their wealth that they've worked for over their entire life is passed in the most efficient manner for their kids. But I think the sad thing here is that people that are just average folks, like my parents, don't realize that you don't have to have that level of money to do effective estate planning, to do some things that can literally impact the generations of your family, kids and grandkids. And, you know, the bottom line here is, and I know I keep saying this, we are headed mathematically into a much higher tax environment, in my opinion. And doing effective estate planning for your family, for yourselves first, because the client is always the top priority, but for your loved ones is one of the greatest things you can do for them. But here's the thing, Pete, and you've seen this too. We've sat down with people that have all kinds of options because they plan early enough. And then we sit down with people that have fewer options or not many options at all because of health conditions, other things that come up. It's like anything in life. You got to take action. You have to at least be willing to sit down and say, what is available to me and my family? And how can we impact this very important issue?
So many people keep kicking the can down the road on
absolutely.
This. They keep saying, yeah, I need to do that. Mm-hmm. I got to get around to doing that. But honestly, it's one of those things where you just have to sometimes step up and do it and quit kicking the can down the road so that you're not in trouble later.
And you might avoid federal state taxes and say, okay, I'm good then. I'm good to go. But you actually may pay a lot of money, call it a tax, in probate fees and attorney fees and all kinds of things because you didn't do good planning. And so one of the things that, you know, John mentioned at a seminar, this person mentioned this, we've said over and over through the years, we're proud to disinherit attorneys and the IRS, okay? We are. Needless, hard-earned money going to places that the family never intended, and we can help people plan well and avoid that. I sleep well.
Well, it's kind of interesting. One other thing, real comment, and she was very gracious. This wasn't a confrontational question, but you know, the same individual looked at me and said, "Well, you just don't want to pay more in taxes." I said, "Of course not. Yeah. Who wants to pay more in taxes?
Nobody I know.
I mean, seriously, I've never met a person that wakes up in the morning and says, you know what? I've decided today I just want to pay more in taxes. Mm-hmm. I mean." I've never met anybody like that. And so helping people reduce taxes, whether at that state level or not, is just super, super important and a lot of fun to do.
You know, I keep coming back when I talk to you guys each and every time. It comes back to this. You know what? You can make a minor mistake if you're out there flailing around on your own. Mm-hmm. And it can cost you a ton of money. And you really need to understand that from time to time, it makes sense to turn to the experts and to get some advice. And I think that's one of the things that you guys do so very well. Well, folks, we're proud of you. We know you've worked hard for many, many years to save and earn money so you can enjoy your retirement. But if there's one thing that can steal your peace of mind about your retirement dream, it's the issue of doubt. You deserve to feel confident in your plan. And that's why we do this program, to eliminate the pesky doubt and to help you find confidence around your retirement.
Yeah, and the best thing that we can offer you to feel that confidence in your retirement is what we call our financial plan checkup. It's complimentary, much like you know, when you go to the doctor for an annual checkup, the financial plan checkup is a lot more painless. It takes a lot, just a good look at your portfolio, examines your fees, your risk score, your tax outlay, and more. It's designed to find the cracks, the weaknesses, the opportunities. And much like a doctor might prescribe more calcium or magnesium in your diet, the financial plan checkup will help you see the areas in your retirement plan that could make you healthier and give you better options to get there.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what it does is it takes the stress and the worry that a lot of folks are feeling in this environment and really quiets that down and gives you answers to those nagging questions and concerns and fears that you have for you and your family once for all. So give us a call and schedule your free financial plan checkup. Our number is 615-488-9303. We have four convenient locations to meet with you and your family: Franklin, Cool Springs, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, and Mount Juliet. Our number one more time, 615-488-9303.
Well, our time is up for this week. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing our thoughts with you. Feel free to call us anytime. Again, one more time, that number, 615-488-9303. If you'd like to learn more about how we can help you or visit us online at beaconcm.com.
Well, folks, until next week, I'm John Maxson with Pete Benson and Brian Wilson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember this, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.